Okay, we're on the top of the Kufiyot Zayin on the base. Elam or Vashi, still trying to find out in what kind of Mavui the Tanakama and Rabbi and Ben Besera arguing in that Tanakama holds you can only take it into a Mavi She'eno Mefulash, and then Besera says even a Mavi Mefulash. Elam Arvashi, Shalosh Mechitzas Velechi Echad, Zem Mavui She'eno Mefulash. Even though normally, what's it called? According to Rabbi Eliezer, you need three Mechitzas in a Mavui plus two Lechis. But here, what's it called? The Rabbanu were Mekel that even if there's only one Lechi, you're allowed to be Matzal Sefer Torah into that Mavui. And that's called Mavui She'eno Mefulash, since it has one Lechi. But it's not a regular, there's still a kula over here. It's only need one lechi. Gimel mechitzas below lechi, zehu mavi hamafulish. Three mechitzas without any lechi, that's called mavi hamafulish. Vafil or belezer, da'omer, bo'inen lechoyayim. Even according to belezer, it says you normally need two lechis. Hani mile la'ochlin umashkin. That's to save stam things, like food, if there's a fire. Aval the Sefer Torah, bechad lechi sogi. Because I've covered the Sefer Torah, they were makel with even one lechi. That's why food you're not allowed to save in a mavi like this, only into a chotzer sheina mureves. But what's it called? Sefer Torah, they were makel, even according to the Rabbanan, to be makel with only one lechi. I mean, it all goes according to Rabbi Lezer. We don't pass like Rabbi Lezer anyway, we pass like Beis Hillel, that you need altogether only one lechi or a kol. So anyway, the halacha is that one lechi is good enough even for food. But Lamaisa, according to Rabbi Lezer, that's what they're arguing according to Rabbi Lezer. But we don't pass like Rabbi Lezer anyway. Rashi, Elamar Rashi, Bein Rabbanin, Ubein Ben Besera, Rabbi Lezer, Sphere a little. The boy Gimel Mechitzos, Ubeiz Lechoyayim, the Alma. Normally you need three Mechitzos and two Lechis. The Hachal, Agabi Sefer, Amri Rabbanin, Moder Rabbi Lezer, the Lechi Echad, Ubein Besera, Omar, the Moder Rabbi Lezer, Af below Lechi. And by Sefer Torah, the Rabbanan hold that Rabbi Lezer is molda, that you could be mekel if there's only one lechi. And then the Seira holds you could be mekel even if there's no lechis. Bechad lechi sagilei, milsa the Rabbanan kumafarish. He's explaining the Rabbanan. Okay, let's go on. Matzilin mazon sholosh seudos. You're allowed to also save, if there's a fire, enough food for three meals. Haroi la'odam la'odam, haroi la'behema la'behema. That which is fit for a person, and that which is fit for an animal. It's mashma that the animal also needs shalosh sudas. So they say that, what's it called, that the reason you have to save for an animal is because you're not allowed to eat until you feed your animal. So you wouldn't be allowed to eat any of these meals until you give your animal to eat, so you have to save for the animal also. Right? There's some that say that on a sudas mitzvah, you don't have to give your animal to feed first. From this mishnah, it's mashma not like that. From Tosis, the Tferis Israel says this, what I just told you before. And from there it's mashma, even for a Sudas Mitzvah, you, what's it called, have to eat first and not give your animal. You have to, you don't have to give your animal first. What's it called? Others hold, no, that what's it called, who says that by Sudas Mitzvah not, I don't remember now. There are those that say Sudas Mitzvah, you don't have to give your animal first. And this Tferes Yisrael seems to hold not like that, except you could hold that you have to give your animal something. You don't have to give it first, but you still have to give your animal to eat, and therefore you have to save for the animal also, Gimel Sudos. Not necessarily you have to give it to him first, you just have to give it to him. Okay, Ketzot. So how is this case? When do you save three meals worth? Noflad Leiko Belele Shabbos. If the fire was Leil Shabbos, Matzilin Mos, and you haven't eaten yet, Lechora, right, we'll see, then you can save enough for three meals, because you're going to need three meals worth of food. Bishachris, if the fire was after you ate your night meal, it was in the morning, Matzilin Mazel Bein, and you haven't eaten yet your daytime meal, then it's two sudos. Bimincha, Mazen Suda Achas. If it happened mincha time, you still have one more meal to eat, Shalosh Sudas, so you can save one meal. Rabbi Yossi Omer La'ola Matzilin Mazen Shalosh Sudas. You always save three. Since Shabbos is roi for three meals, no matter how many meals you already ate, you can save the amount of three meals. And the Gemara will explain why. What's this, the problem over here? Food is not muktzah, there's no problem. You're bringing it into a chotzer. What's it called? Hamu'ureves. What's the problem? Problem is we're afraid if we let you save too much, you put out the fire. You get all bohu on your money, and you'll end up saving, putting out the fire. So they made it that you have to think about what you're doing, so you won't come out to put out the fire. Rashi, nafla d'leiko b'leile Shabbos, kodem achila, before you ate. Shachris kodem suda, shachris before you ate. La'olam hu matzul ho v'yuma bar hachi, who since Shabbos is a day of three meals, who be teratach, and anyway you're saving things that are mutter to move around, to ha b'nei tiltul ninu, u l'chotzer hamurevis, you're bringing into a chotzer that has an eruv, there's absolutely no isser being done over here. Afilu tuva havisharili, really, you should be able to save as much as you want. Ilad mishum gzeira, if not for the gzeira, that we're afraid you may put out the fire. Kinfarsh b'gmara. Therefore, they always were matter three meals no matter what, even if you ate already two of the meals, or even all three of the meals. Rashi, the Gemara, michti, behetera katorach, natzel tvei, lemaisa, you're being toreach in heter, in food. What's the problem? Why can't you save as much as you want? Amar Rava mitosh adam bol al mamono. Since a person gets really, gets crazy over his money, if there is matter to save too much, he'll end up forgetting and putting out the fire. Right, how about this case? Where here, there's no problem of what's it called of putting out a fire, and still they weren't matir to save the whole thing. A person on Shabbos, he had a barrel of wine or oil, and it, what's it called, it broke on the roof. Maybe kli umeiniach tachteha. So you're allowed to bring a kli, a basin or whatever, and catch the wine that's falling out, that's pouring out. Uvilvad shelo yovi kli acher v'yiklot kli acher v'yitzori. But you can't bring other kelim, right? And you have one keli that's under the thing, and one keli that you put, what's it called, to catch the dropping wine off the roof, and another one that you put equal to the roof to catch it before it falls off the roof. And Pashas, the problem over here is not where you put the kli, but how many kelim you have. One kli you can use, more than one kli not. So Mar says, Hasa my gzeira ika, what kind of gzeira is over there? There's no fire, right? Why couldn't you just bring as many kelim as you want and save as much wine as you want? Mara says, "Hachinami gzeira shemiyavi kli derech rishus harabim gufa." We're afraid that if you let him take too many kalim, he'll end up bringing more kalim derech rishus harabim. He'll run out of kalim that he has in his house, and he'll bring kalim from somewhere else. Gufa. Okay. Now the Mara's going to go into the thing. Nishbara lo chavis barosh gago, mevi kli umeiniach tachteha. If you have a barrel that broke on your roof, so you're allowed to bring a kli, put it under the barrel to catch the wine or oil that's coming out. You can't bring more than one kli. Nizdamin lo orchin. What happened though if you have gas? Maybe kli acher v'koli kli acher mitzari. Then you can bring more kelim because you need to save for gas too. V'lo yiklot v'acher kach yasmin. Eli yasmin v'acher yiklot. And you should, if you have to invite guests, right, so you can save more of the wine, you should invite them before you start saving the wine, not after you save the wine, and then invite them. Mishum Reb Yossi Ber Yehuda Amru Ma'arimin. You're allowed to make a harama. We'll see in a second, there's two ways of learning what this harama is. The Rambam seems to learn the harama is that you're allowed to save it and then invite the guests. What the Gemara said you shouldn't do, right, that's called harama. That you're saving it, and then later on you'll invite the guests to be able to use this extra wine. Rashi learns marimim. Let's see the Rashi inside. Michtil, okay. Michtil betera katara chazul the tiltul the chutzar murevis. What's the problem over here? The things itself is food. You're allowed to move it, and you're saving it to a place you're allowed to carry. The sharisle laschule bahatzala kule high. If we permit a person to start getting involved in so much saving food, mitoshu bol, he's going to be very, very busy and involved. Min shaleshav, forget that it's Shabbos, lasi nomi lechvil, to put out the fire. V'yiklot kiluach hanofil min ha'avir. He'll catch the falling flow of wine. V'yitzarif somach legag, that he puts the kli right next to the edge of the roof, ke'en she'iva. Like he's, and there the wine doesn't fall, and he catches it, it comes right off the roof. Elisha eno roi lishov, shagag chalak, v'hayayin eno beguma, It's like what's it called? Drawing the wine, but it's not drawing it out of a hole where the wine is. But it's almost like drawing it because you catch the wine before it falls. You let it flow off the roof into the kli. So hasam my gzeira, you could even the midi the heterahu, and my lo yiklot v'yitzar. Why can't you get as much as you want? So Hashem yavi kli mitoshu masra al kelim harbe yishkaf liyavi. Since he's looking around for more kelim, he'll forget himself and get a keli that he has to bring derech rishus harabim. The lo yiklot v'achar kach yasmin orchin. The b'shas kli to lo miboyale. The time that you saved it, you didn't need it because you didn't have orchim. So you can't first save it and then invite the orchim. But if you invite the Orchim first, then we're not afraid that you're going to be so bohol because you're doing it for the sake of Orchim. Ein marimim bekach, lezamin Orchim she'enam tzrichim lechol v'yosiru. The Maharama Rashi says is, you can always only invite the Orchim first. That's clear. But which kind of Orchim? Right? Can you invite Orchim who really need food, nearly need the wine, or Orchim who've already eaten? They don't even need the wine. But you have more people, that's called the Harama. That's a subterfuge. So, machlokus, whether you could be marim or not, and a machlokus, what the haroma is. Is the haroma doing it and then inviting the guests? Or is the haroma inviting guests before, but guests that already ate? Okay. The Mishum Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda Amru Marinim. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, you could make a haroma. Whichever the haroma is, you're allowed to make this subterfuge. So Mar says, "Lema b'plug shad Rabbi Leizer Rabbi Yeshua kamiflegate." Let's say that Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakam are arguing in a machlokus of Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Leizer. What's the case of Rabbi Yeshua? Whether you're allowed to make a haroma? The Tanya, also v'yesbino, shenoflu lebor. You have a mother and its child that fell into a bor on yontif. Now, you're not allowed to shecht them both on the same day. So you can only shecht one of them, either the mother or the child. And they both fell into the boar. And Rabbi Lezer Omer, Malis Harishon, I'm going to ask the Shochto. So you're allowed to take the first one out, whichever one you want to take out, and shecht it. Because that's it's mutter on yontif to shecht the animal, so you're allowed to take it out of the boar to shecht it. Vasheni, Oselo Parnosim, come with the second one, you're not allowed to shecht. So basically, it's muktzah. So you leave it in the boar and you provide for it over Yontif till after Yontif, and hopefully it's not going to be shvil shel hayomos that you provide it, that it won't be able to die in the boar. But you have no choice because mukti, you can't take it out. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Ma'alin is harishon, I'm asa shokto. You take the first one out with the intention of shechting it, there ain't no shokto. Then you change your mind. You decide not to shecht it. Now you have this one out already. Now you want to shecht the other one. So it's not mukti anymore, you can shecht it. So you haven't shechted the first one. So now you take the second one out, right? Umaru malas hasheni. Then you take the second one out. And rotzes eshokhid. Now you can change your mind again. You can decide to shech the first one. Now you have a choice. Which one you want to shech? So that's a harama, right? You're doing a trick, right? But it's legally, it's a legal trick, right? You had in mind that you could have shechted either of them. And you first one you decide you'll take out and see if you'll shech that. Then you decide no. Then you'll take the second one, which is now mutter, and now if you have both of them out, you'll decide which one you want to shecht. So same thing over here. Can you invite guests that already ate? It's also a legal trick, right? Because the maisa, now you have people that what's it called, that conceivably could eat this thing, even though they already ate. So when it says, let me, my. Dilma ad kan lo kom, Rebbe Lezer hosom de efshir parnosa. Maybe Rebbe Lezer is machmer over there, that you can't take the second one out and rely on this trick, because you have another Eitzah. You could watch it in the boar and provide for it in the boar the whole Yontif. Aval hachet lo efshir, lo. But over here, if you don't do something fast, you're going to lose all the wine. So here, maybe even Rebbe Lezer is matter the trick, because there's no other Eitzah. V'ad kan lo kom Rebbe Yeshua ha'asa mishum dikat sar balichayim. And maybe the opposite. Rebbe Yeshua is only matter to be somech on the trick over there, because it would be tsar balichayim to leave the animal in the boar the whole Yontif. Right, but over here, avohachad leket tsar balechaim, here there's only loss of money. Maybe Rebbe Lezer also would hold you can't rely on the trick. Rashi. Um, Shenotl Labor, Vyontif, the Ain Shneim Ruim Lashkita, Biomechod. You can't check them both on the same day because of Osovias Beno. The Eno Shokto, Shemotzi Lo Alila, Shemechaveru Shomi Menu. And you look for a legal trick and say that, well, I just thought I would check this one, but I decided maybe the other one's fatter. Let's take a look and see how that one looks. Ad Kan Lo Komer Belezer, Dein Marimim, because over there there's an Eitza. But over here there is no Eitza, maybe Rebbe Lezer would hold you also, let him make the Haram. Okay. On. Tanur Rabbanan, Hitzil Pas Nekia, Ein Matzil Pas Hadroah. If you saved good bread, right, top quality bread, you're not allowed to then save lesser quality bread because you already have good bread to eat. So you can't save, again, minimize as much that you could save so you don't end up, what's it called, carrying. So if you saved already good quality bread, you can't save bad quality bread. Pas hadra, maso pas nakia. But if you say bad quality bread, you can go back for more good quality bread because you could say, I'd rather eat good quality bread. Umatzila miyom akipurim l'shabbos. And you can save, if this happened on Yom Kippur, you can save food to eat on Shabbos that comes after Yom Kippur. Avalomi Shabbos liyom akipurim. But you can't save from Shabbos to Yom Kippur because you're not going to need the food anyway on Yom Kippur. You have till the next night. So you'll, you'll make do on the next night. The ain't sarich lomer mi Shabbos liyontif. Surely you can't save from Shabbos liyontif. Yontif, you'll make do on yontif. You can prepare on yontif. Velo mi Shabbos l'Shabbos habo. Not from one Shabbos to the next Shabbos. Right? Okay. Toner abonen. Shochach pas betanur. V'kidush olav hayom. You forgot bread in the oven. And it became Shabbos. We had something similar to this way back in the beginning of the Masechta. Matzilin mazon shalosh seudos, right? So you're allowed to take out of the oven 3 meals worth. Va'omer lacherim bo vatzilu lochem, and you have to tell other people, take it out. What's it called? Take as much out as you want, right? And each person can take out 3 seudos worth of bread. Shuroda lo yirde b'mar de lo besakim. When you take the bread out of the oven, you shouldn't take it out with a marde, right, with the thing that they normally take the bread out of the oven with, only with a knife. So eini v'hatanis Rabbi Shmuel osasa komalacha yotzat ki eshofer adias apashi chach mavena malacha. Why can't you take it out with a marde? The ma'aser taking bread out of an oven is not a malacha; it's a chachma, like ki eshofer. Mar says kamo de'efshel shnuy mashnini. Still do with a shinu. Right, but because even though it's not a malacha, it's an issur d'rabbanan. It's like tkiyah shofar is also a d'rabbanan on Shabbos. So what's it called? The radiyas hapas is also something that's also a d'rabbanan. Mara says radiyas hapas shichach mavein a malacha. Kama de'ef shel shnuyah meshninin. 1 second. Oh, where are we then? Ah, kama de'ef shel shnuyah. Okay. Rashi. Lo yatzil pas nakia l'shalosh seudos. You save 3 meals worth of pas nakia. Lo yatzil pas hadra pas keber shenitel hadora lefishi ein orma k'sheira lomar pas hadra nocheli. Here, there's no trick even to say I like the better, lesser quality bread. It doesn't. Nobody thinks that, so therefore you're not allowed to do that. You know, the trick has to at least look good. Avalomi Shabbos yom kippurim gon mchal yom kippur bechel b'shabbos. If yom kippur fell on Sunday. You're not going to eat anyway till what's it called, till the next night. By that time, you'll be able to get food some other way. On Yontif, you'll be able to prepare other food. Marda kli sherodim bo hapas umafridin oso mikosol atanur. It's this flat thing that they take the thing out of the oven with. Shenidbik bo al yirda oso b'marda shuderechol. Because that's derechol, and therefore the Rabbanan asked it. Just like Tkiyah Shofar, they asked it, even though it's not a malacha. Okay. Let's see what's here till now. The Bach holds that the only time you're allowed to save a Suda of Shachras, like Rashi seems to say the same thing, that if you haven't eaten the Suda yet, then you can save 2 Sudas. And if you ate the Suda already, you can only save 1 Suda. If you just like at night, if you ate the night Suda already, you can't save 3, only 2. And therefore, if the time for the Suda went by, even if you didn't eat. Right? You didn't eat the first meal. So when the time for the Suda is after Chatzos already, now it's time for the second Suda of the day, you can only save one more Suda. And the Prima Gadim holds no, even if what's it called, even if the time passed but you haven't eaten yet, you can save for two Sudas. Also, you can save for your whole family, not just yourself. Now, if you have a lot of people in the family, say three Sudas for each one. Okay. There's a Tosfos before that says that this whole halacha of a fire, saving the food from the fire, is only if the fire fell in your chatzar. And then you're bavel. But if it fell in somebody else's chatzar, you're saving somebody else's house, then there's no sakana, you're going to put the fire out somewhere else, right? Because you're not so bavel on somebody else's mamon, then you're allowed, somebody else is allowed to save as much as you want. Only you can't save in your house the thing. And they, what's it called, the Tur and the Rosh say that halacha of the Rabbeinu Tam only applies to food, but not to what's it called, to Sefer Torah. Sefer Torah was still afraid. But to the food, where there's no Isser Bechlal, there the halacha applies that if it's your, somebody else's chatzar is okay. Okay. The Balatruma says another thing. He says the only time that you have a limit of how much you can save, if you're saving it into a mavu or a chatzar, which is dome to Rishus HaRabim. Then we're afraid that you'll get kalim from the Rishus HaRabim and bring them also. But if it's mamish in your house, what's it called, then what's it called, it's okay. And the Tur says not true, because L'maisa by Sefer Torah doesn't make a difference since your house is Shemi Yechabe, and the Gemara seems to say the same Gedorim by both of them. So they're Docha, the Balatruma Svara. The, okay, Harama, we said already. The Tur and the Shulchan Aruch Paschim, you can't be Marim to invite guests that already ate. You're not allowed to be Marim. And the Rambam Paschim is Mutter Laharim, but his Harama is a different Harama. His Harama is that you're allowed to do the saving before you invite the guests. But it doesn't mashma that you can invite guests that have already eaten, the guests who have to eat. The Shulchan Aruch brings down the halacha of Matzilim Yom Kippur L'Shabbos. And the Magen Avraham says, L'maisa Shulchan Aruch never brings down halachas that are not nogeya b'zman hazeh. And it's impossible b'zman hazeh for Yom Kippur to be before Shabbos. So he says, from here you learn that if and Yom Kippur is Thursday, and this happens on a Thursday, and you won't have time to prepare food on Friday for Shabbos, you can save the food on Yom Kippur for the sake of Shabbos also. Okay, let's go on. Om Rav Chisda. La'olam yashkim adam lahotzah Shabbos. A person should get up early in the morning to prepare for Shabbos. Shneamar v'hoya b'yom ha'shishi v'hechinu es asher yaviyu la'alter. Rashi, what do we learn from this pasuk? Yashkim adam be'erev Shabbos l'troach u'lezamein hotzah Shabbos. A person should get up to start busying himself preparing for Shabbos and to buy the things for Shabbos immediately. V'hechinu es asher yaviyu la'alter b'shas havo hachona. The mon, they what we're learning from the mon, right? V'hoya, what's it called? V'yom ha'shishi v'hechinu. So the mon fell the first 3 hours of the day. So immediately, when the day starts, the first 3 hours, that's when you start bringing the mon, that's when you start preparing. So from Rashi, is Mashi of 3 hours. The first 3 hours is called the time for preparing. That's the ideal time to prepare. But obviously, since you have 3 hours, first you daven, say Kriya Shema, right? Then daven, and then you go prepare. You don't start preparing before daven. But there is Prima Gadim who says the Shibule Haleket learns a different drasha. V'hoya is miyad. The word v'hoya by Yom HaShishi. The word v'hoya signifies immediately to do it. According to him, Lechari, you should do it before davening. As soon as it gets light, you should start preparing for Shabbos, even before davening. And the Bir Halacha says that Enochinami, in the time of the Mon, they prepared immediately, because there wasn't a mitzvah of davening. What Torah wasn't given yet. They didn't have a mitzvah of Kriyashma. But after there was a mitzvah of Tefillah and Kriyashma, then you have to do that first before you start preparing. The Enochinami, the Bishman, when they started doing the Mon, there they did it right away. Omre Baba, b'Shabbos chayivadam mitzvah al shtei kikros. On Shabbos, a person has to be botzeya on two whole challahs. Yichsiv lecha mishnah, because it's zecher leman, that the man was lecha mishnah. Omer Rav Ashi, chazin alei l'Rav Kahana, denoket tarte u'botza chada. I saw Rav Kahana, he took two challahs, and he only cut one of them. Omar liktuk siv, right? Only you have to gather them to lecha mishnah on Friday, but not, you don't eat lechemish, you don't cut both of them on Friday, you just gather two portions on Friday. Rav Zeira habibotza kula sheruse. The way Rashi learns is, Rav Zeira used to cut, what's it called, enough of the whole meal. When he cut from that one challah, he cut a big piece, enough of the whole meal, and he left a small piece on the side. So he cut the bigger piece for the sake of the meal. It looks like you're like a glutton, right? Cut such a big piece. You don't need the piece right now. You cut a big piece for the whole sake of the whole meal. Since every day you don't do that, you're only doing it on Shabbos. It looks like you're doing it the covered Shabbos. Ravami Ravasi kimikla lahu rifta de eruva shorulai, when they had the bread that they used for the eruv, so they would use that for lechem mishnah. Amri ho b'savid b'chada mitzvah, savid b'mitzvah achrina. Since we use this for one mitzvah, let's use it for another mitzvah now too. And the Eruv only has to exist when Shabbos comes in. On Shabbos you can eat the Eruv. That has to be right to be eaten on Shabbos. So once the Eruv was chal, and now what's it called? You could eat it. Rashi. V'hechinu es ashi yaviu la'alter b'shas havo achonah v'havo b'ashkomahi. They'll see v'ayukutu also b'boker b'boker. They used to gather the man in the morning. Liftsoa birkas hamotzi, nokit tarte, osam b'yod. He would hold the two in his hand and make the bracha. Liktuksiv, v'mashma achiza. Havo b'tziya loksiv mishnah. It doesn't say mishnah when the actual cutting of the bread, only by gathering the bread. So you had to have it together when you made the bracha. After that, you only have to cut one. So Rashi learns what he did was he cut a big piece, the dailo bala osasuda, enough for the whole meal. Well, the chavid Shabbos, the nirakim mechavik suda Shabbos is chazik v'lechol harbe. Now it's a covered Shabbos to what's it called to look like you're eating more lechavid Shabbos. Ki miklu pamim sha'eru v'veisam upamim bayis echad mishar b'nei adam. Sometimes what ki mikla means, right? Whenever the eruv was in their house. And they had the right to eat it, so they used to use it for lechem mishnah. Sharu, haynu birkas hamotzi, shehit chascholas achila. Sharu means they started with that. Starting means they made the motzi on it. Sharu maschilim. That's what sharu means. They started with that bread. They made the motzi, and that's our minik too. If you have eruvei tavshilin. You eat it and you make sure, what's it called? You use it for lechem mishnah for shalosh shodes. Okay, what else is here? Betzias hapas. The Rashba learns, not like Rashi, that Rav Zeira botza kule sherusa means that he used to cut both challahs. And the Rashba holds that you could do either way, either like Rav Kahana, that you cut one challah, even though you make the brach on both of them, or you cut both of them. And Lamaisa, the Bach, and the Mogen Avram, and the Gra hold that the halacha should be that you cut both challahs. Not only that, the Gra holds that even if you have more than, what's it called, two challahs, you have five challahs in front, you should cut all five. But the halacha is not like that. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says that you need lechem mishnah not just for the three sudas. You need lechem mishnah for any suda you eat. For instance, you're making kiddush, and not only that, you need it also not only on bread, but even on cake. So if you're making kiddush before your second meal, and you're doing it on mezonos, you have to have two whole mezonos to make a mezonos on. And the Maisa, the poskim hold that we don't hold like the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch in that, and you don't have to make mezonos on two whole mezonos, and you don't have to have lechem mishnah unless you're, what's it called, eating the three major meals, then you need lechem mishnah.